Now it's time for Daryl Anger. And I caught up with Daryl Anger up at the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival right after he got off stage and cornered him, and we had a nice little chat about Mr. Sun, the new album by Mr. Sun, of which Daryl is the, we will say he is the architect of Mr. Sun. And this new album is called The People Need Light. And Daryl is, as he describes himself in this radio drop beforehand. We'll get right to that, and then I'll come back with some music. Thanks for listening to Unreal Bluegrass. It's been an action-packed day, don't you think?
Hey, it's Daryl Anger, your freestyle fiddler, and you are listening to Unreal Bluegrass with Steve Martin.
I'm very happy to have Daryl Anger, the most recent band, Daryl Anger, Mr. Sun, just finished a great set at Grey Fox, and he's going to come and talk to Unreal Bluegrass about all these wonderful things that go through his head when he's on stage.
Oh, boy. I don't know if you know, some of that stuff might be a little overly familiar, you know, because I'm thinking about the, you know, the insurance and whether I paid the rent for the last month. You know, where's the, what did I do with the car keys? Oh, no. But I'm also thinking about, you know, how great it is to get to play with these guys, you know, who are like, they're like all different generations, and somehow I've been elevated to, you know, like the Grey Eminence now. It just seems like five minutes ago I was the kid.
You were the kid, but I will tell you this, you've got gray hair and none of the rest of them do. Maybe that's a part of it.
That
could,
you know,
be.
There's some,
could be.
It's kind of, it's hard to not, you know, see that. Yeah.
And I went for full disclosure, I told you before, I'm the one person that has all three Psychograss albums. I want the people to know that I, up front, that yes, I've been a fan, but I'm that. If you cut down all the demographics and you keep whittling down, I got all three of them.
That is so great, Steve. Well, they are. Yeah, that first one is hard to find. I don't know if I know I must have one somewhere.
Yeah, I'll lend you one.
Thanks.
Anyway, we're talking about Mr. Sun.
Yeah.
And the brand new album, let's talk about the rest of the band members real quick, because they're all just young pups compared to you with your.
Yeah. Although they are really, you know, yeah, you're right. They're, you know, they're young, but Joe and Grant are really, you know, they're in their 30s, and they're like fully formed, you know, professional, amazing guys with viewpoints. And that, I think, is the thing that sort of, you know, if there's anything special about Mr. Sun, I think it's the fact that everybody's such a strong personality.
Well, and okay, I'm glad you said that, because you welcome that kind of input from band members, I think, from what I know of what you're playing.
I totally do.
Because it's a challenge to you, and then you can challenge back, and you kind of grow from there. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really very interested in the conversation that goes on.
That's perfect. That's exactly
right. And that's, you know, the great thing about music is that everybody can talk at once.
That's right. Yeah. The new album is The People Need Light.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's on Compass.
Compass.
And we're happy to have it on Compass. That was a decision that, you know, we could have manufactured it ourselves and paid, you know, like a dollar a CD, but we wanted it to come. I've got a long relationship with Gary West and Allison Brown, and they've been great, and they are right, you know, they believe in the music.
Believe in good music.
Yeah, and they've really been incredible, you know, business partners and musical partners as well through the years, and I thought that, you know, of all the records I put out in the last few years, this one was really appropriate to put out on Compass.
I agree with you. When I got it in the mail, I thought it makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
You do, let's go, and we can talk about other stuff, but I got you for a short time. I know you're busy, great guys.
Yeah.
But your music is, there are elements of all kinds of different string music and some other things. And I hear swing, I hear some jazz runs that you do.
Yeah.
And you do still touch the basses on bluegrass every once in a while.
Yeah.
Mr. Sun incorporates all those things with these young people.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm right on that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I started with bluegrass. That was really my first.
I told you, I'm one of the great people, too.
Yeah, that's true. And so it's, you know, it's a music that's dear to my heart, and it's great to, you know, it's always a little surprising, but wonderful, you know, when I go to, like, IBMA or big bluegrass or a festival like this, and some of the guys that I love and respect, you know, the bluegrass guys, they come up to me. I can't believe, you know, and they say, hey, man, I really, you know, dig what you're doing. You know, it's just always freaks me out, but, you know, it's like the best bluegrass, the guys that I really admire, well, you know, they, you know, there's a mutual respect that comes from just, you know, like, I think one of the things that is most important about music is the craft of it, you know. It's like people, and you see this, like, it's the people that, like, work for a living, they use their hands, they build things, they build them right, they do stuff right, and that's kind of like, bluegrass is about constructing it correctly, and there's a lot of craft involved in that. And you just, you know, you're trying to get the rhythm right, you get the melodies right, and you, everything's got to fit together right, like just like you build a really perfect, you know, beautiful cabinet. Or it, you know,
does that become then like your foundation, that then you veered out away from that, but the foundation blocks are what you're talking about, you learned in the bluegrass,
yeah,
and environment, right?
Time, you know, melody,
yeah,
tone is all, you know, that you can't get away from that stuff. You know, no matter what style you're doing. And bluegrass is one of the great musics that really do depend on your craft. You know, if you don't play it right, it sounds pretty bad, you know. And everybody wants to play better, you know. It doesn't matter, you know. The other great thing about bluegrass is that you don't have to be a great musician to just play for fun, you know. And that's another great thing about these festivals, is that pretty much everybody who comes to these things plays a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
And so they know what they're listening to.
Yeah.
It's not...
You have a fairly knowledgeable audience.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I mean?
That's cool. And there's not that much... I don't think there's that much difference between the, you know, the people that are elected to be on stage and the people that are in the audience. You know, there's not... I mean, a lot of the people that are in the audience could be on stage. Just, you know, this season, you know, we're elected to do... We're kind of the R&D guys, you know. We're like checking out the edges, you know. Oh, here's something we found. You know, you guys will be interested in this. Here's something we submitted.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, we hope that. You know?
Well, it's a very, I'm going to say free, but it's not free. But you know what I'm saying? Your approach to, in the last ending tune that you did right there, is very expansive.
Yeah.
There's structure to it.
Yeah.
But it's very expansive, and that you put a lot of different. You had three fiddles in the last cut.
Yeah.
And then you play some straight ahead stuff. You know, on this album too, which you know, it covers so many different examples of the music you've been involved in, and so well.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm very proud of this record. I think it's really a, you know, if I left this world tomorrow, I would feel okay, because this record really does kind of wrap up kind of a very large part of my musical life. You know, I was able to, those guys allowed me to be very free, you know, what I was saying, and with the fiddle, and it's just, you know, it just felt great to record this thing. I didn't, you know, playing fiddle, it's, you know, you're kind of on a high wire, and there's no net.
There's no frets.
Yeah. When I think about, you know, other records I've made, where I was, yeah, exactly, no net, no frets. You know, you're just stuck with what you got there. And so it's always, you know, you go, I think any, well, most musicians, but especially fiddlers, you know, it's a little bit of apprehension when you know you're doing something that's going to be permanent.
Yeah.
And you just want to be right, and it's so easy for it to just be a little bit off or something, you know. And, you know, of course, we all admire people like Stuart Duncan and those guys who, you know, are perfect pretty much every time they record. And but I've seen Stuart, how he sweats over this stuff.
Yeah.
He works hard, and, you know, he really makes sure it's right, and it's not easy for him. And so,
which goes to show, if it's not easy for Stuart, the rest of you have to, and I say all of us, have to continue to work to improve and be that good.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's a great thing to aspire to, just because, you know, you'll never quite get there, but you always can see progress, you know, if you work, and it's, and, you know, the progress is, and it's satisfying, because, you know, you're just playing in rhythm, and you just have that beauty of the rhythm, and just the way the melodies come out, it's just a lovely kind of music.
Let me ask you this, do you think, and I want to come back to the album, The People Need Life, but do you think that, to me, and bluegrass musicians at a certain level become so proficient with their instrument, were I one of those people like you, I would be looking over the fence at jazz, mm-hmm. and jazz components, and other things that would, you know, once you sort of master the instrument, what sounds are you going to hear and play back out again? Did you come from bluegrass and then kind of get into that, or how did that happen?
Well, yeah, you know, I think, you know, it's funny.
Is it a natural progression? Because, I don't know. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It could be, you know, because, you know, bluegrass uses all the same chords as jazz, you know, the 1, 4, and 5 chords, and there's a lot of like seventh stuff, bluesy, you know, the blues is a blues. Big element.
Yes, that's
going
right
through all through American music.
That's right.
And so when we do kind of an R&B tune like that, that's not really that far from bluegrass because that's, the base of it is the blues. And so you could drop a Kenny Baker, kind of a bluesy Kenny Baker solo, into any rhythm section, and it would sound good. So that's, in that sense, you know, that's sort of the substrate, that's the connecting point, kind of. And I kind of forget where I was going with this, but you know, jazz is, you know, it's just a little bit more complicated in the harmonic department. You're trying to do a little bit more, but you know, still the same rules apply. You know, you listen to the great jazz players like Miles Davis, you know, Chet Baker, and those guys, and even like the guys that are known for playing complicated stuff, John Coltrane, and you hear them playing simple melodies, you know, bluesy melodies. They always go back to the core, you know, and so that's where, you know, we're always, you know, what's great is Grant, you know, and Joe. Grant is an incredible jazz player. He knows not to play the weird stuff when we're playing the bluegrass, and when we're playing the weird stuff, he's
good,
right
good
there.
Joke.
You know, and that's, you know, that's Grant, kind of knowing when to be in the style and out of the style.
Yeah.
The thing I love about Grant is you always can hear his mind working. He's always thinking about something, and you can kind of hear, oh, what would this sound like if I did this? Oh, what would that? Wow. Oh, I.
Does
oh
he
my
have
God.
A gate? Does he have a gate, or does it just come out?
It really
depends on the audience.
You know, kind of depends on the audience. Depends on what everybody else is doing around him is doing too. You know, we kind of like try to crack each other up a little bit. You know,
I will tell you this: standing off stage there, there's a lot of laughing going on.
Yeah,
a little bit of dancing. You're probably you dance around a little.
Well, you know, at this age, you know, it hardly matters to us. Just glad to be able to move at all.
I really like this ill-defined. How do you put it in a box? You can't. Type of music you've always been involved in at that level of. You know, the artistry is there, and then where are you going to go with it? And you've always taken those look mentors around with all those great people that you've run around with, and I just think Mr. Sun is a great. This is the people need light, and you're going to enlighten our days. Now, that's a big burden to jump on, by the way.
Well, you know, it'd be hard to do it on our own, but with the band, everybody's such a you know, positive person that we you know, keep each other positive, and that's really important. You know,
there's a website for Mr. Sun.
As of like 3 days ago.
Perfect.
Yeah, MrSun.com.
They can find out where you're going to be. They could have found out you were going to be here, but you're here now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And you have records. I assume, or CDs. I still say records.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's a record of our, you know, what we did. Yeah, and we're really proud of it. I'm hoping that people will get to hear it because, yeah, I think we did great. I think, you know, I'm just proud of everybody. You know, Joe is such a great, great player, and Ethan is like another one of those guys. You know, like there's three guys in the world that can do what Ethan does. You know, he's been studying with Edgar Meyer for the last 2 years, and Edgar's
the
guy.
He's okay.
And Paul Coart, and now Ethan. You know, it's just amazing to see this start developing in the
bass. You have a big grin when you talk about him, and you have a big grin when you're on stage.
Yeah.
So and you're going to be up here other places. They can find where you're going to be.
Yeah.
You're going to be pushing this sound and this new album for a while.
Is
it on the street yet?
I think the street date is actually July 31st, but you can pre-order it from Compass, actually.
Okay.
Compass had just got a big pile of signed CDs in the mail from us. They sent them up to us. We signed like about 50 or 100 of them. And, and so if people want to pre-order them from Compass, they can get signed.
Oh, that's good.
One, you know, so that's cool.
All right.
I can get off my website, or they can... or they can just wait around for it to come to the record store, which I hope that works.
this was a big... I've come up here for a couple years now, and I broadcast, but as soon as I saw Mr. Sun, I thought, I'm not broadcasting today, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
I start tomorrow and Saturday,
cool.
But I wanted to make sure that I saw the set. I'm very thrilled that I was here and up and running, that I could run away and watch it and be up close to it.
Well, that's real flattering, Steve. I really appreciate it.
I love it. This is perfect kind of stuff in my mind.
Oh.
You put light... the people need light, because Steve already got the light today, all right? Well, listen, all right, I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing.
Thanks, Steve.
Daryl Langer, thanks a lot, bud.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.